Mental illness, I don't say extreme mental illness, but there's a depression, there's what am I worth, where am I going to go, I've lost that person or I've lost my job, and they were productive. And it's a very difficult thing to re-educate your mind and yourself, isn't it?
It is. As people say, it's like starting a new life. And in my recent tragicomedy novel, Never Look Desperate, one of my characters, Goldie, is a woman in her 70s and she's lost her husband very suddenly. And she's kind of grappling with, well, what do you do now? And then she has a new younger boyfriend and people are appalled by this. They're saying she should be the grieving widow. And she just kind of does grief her way. And so I think it's a problem that's not always visible. People become very good at masking just how deeply disconnected they feel, especially at the moment when we've got a very grim global landscape around us on the news. And we've got economic struggles. It's a really difficult time. And that's where writing and storytelling can be a lovely respite.
It's true. They're very pressing health priorities at the moment, and this is why you've done what you've done. So let's get to the Readers Writers Initiative.
Yes, so Readers are Writers workshops that I've been running all around Victoria and inner city Melbourne, but I'm hopefully running them interstate as well, because I'm very excited about the community that is building. The concept comes from the idea that a lot of people who read a lot know a lot about storytelling and just haven't had the confidence to have a go at writing a story. And so these workshops are very inclusive, they're very friendly, they're for everybody. But the thing, Jenny, that is really noticeable is that in the workshop sessions when we have a break, I hear people reaching out to each other.
Oh, that's great.
And let's start a group, let's get together. I drove an hour to come here today because I don't have anything like this in my town. So there's a particular need in regional areas as well, where people are often really deprived of these experiences and opportunities really just to connect.
Without a doubt. And, Dawn, how does it operate?
So it often will operate, say, through a local library. But in fact, if your listeners are interested, on the 1st of August, we're trying our first Readers of Writers on Zoom, which means that anybody in Australia can log in and there's no cost. And if interested, Google Australian Book Lovers.
Yeah.
That will take them to the website.
Yeah.
And there's a link there and they can register. And it will be the 1st of August at 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Now, that's Melbourne time.
Okay, so it's 5:30 here in WA.
Yeah. And Australian Book Lovers support readers and authors right across Australia. They're wonderful. So I'd love to have all your listeners come along. They don't have to turn on their camera or microphone. They are very welcome to sit back and watch. Or if they're feeling a bit brave and they write something and they'd like to share it, they might be able to during the session.
Can you explain what is in the sessions?
The session involves a mix of very brief prompt-based writing tasks. So, for example, we might have a task where it's based around something around you in the immediate space.
Okay.
And it's jumping straight in. So, Jenny, right now you could use the ring on your finger.
Oh.
And I would say to you, hold the ring in your finger. What's the association? Where does your mind go? And start writing without any rule.
Oh, wow.
Without any direction for 5 minutes. And what people produce is incredible. For example, on the weekend I had this lovely time up at the Macedon Ranges in Victoria at the Kyneton Library and the Gisborne Library. I met the most wonderful people. They were aged from 8 to 80. And there was a person there who had written about the loss of her husband, and there was not a dry eye in the room when she read it out. It was such a beautiful piece, and she said, I have never been able to write about that before.
Oh, wow.
And then, of course, on the coffee break, she had some people come up to her. I know that experience. Thank you for sharing that.
That's great.
And then afterwards, when are we all going to get together? Because a lot of these people, especially later in life, have lost a spouse, and they're alone. They're really alone. So storytelling brings people together. That's the big idea behind the workshop. But also, as I say to people, readers know a lot about stories more than they realise.
Yeah. And you did mention the local library. I'm just wondering, will people know how to get into this Zoom, or can they go to the library?
Well, if they have any concerns, I think that's a great idea, Jenny, to go to their local library before the 1st of August to book a computer, and the librarian can give them a hand logging in. I think that's a great idea. Also, perhaps they could ask a family member or a friend to set them up before the day.
Yeah, get a grandchild to come and do it for you.
Well, you know.
So to tell the local library that you need to Google Australian Book Lovers would be the start.
That would be the start to get to the website. I'll see the link and the information.
Okay, that is wonderful. You're doing a wonderful job as always, Rachel. Thank you very much indeed. And your book, Never Look Desperate, hard not to sometimes, it's available everywhere.
It absolutely is. And as the reader said to me recently, it'll make you laugh and it'll make you cry.
That's what we want.
Thank you for your time, Jenny.
Any time at all. Thank you, Rachel, very much.